Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a beautiful day it is. Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his holy name together. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. We give honor to God, for he is our life. In him we move and have our being. Amen. Hallelujah. We give honor to God, and we bless his name. Thank him for his mercy. Thanking him for his grace. Thanking him for everything he has provided for us for this day. Yes, we trust, lean, and depend on our God. Yes, there's no God like him. Absolutely, positively, no God like him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is no God like our God. And our God is the maker of the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, we don't get it confused with none other. Our God is God all by himself. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. He's one God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give honor to God this morning, and we bless his name. There is no God like him, and we are so happy and so grateful that he chose us. Hallelujah, he chose you. Hallelujah, before the foundation of the world, he chose you. Chosen of God to be in the kingdom. Hallelujah. So, oh God, we thank you this morning. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Well, now, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Oh, yes, we are. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. I tell you, yesterday was a day. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, it was a good day. God's will must be done. Hallelujah. We ask God to give strength to those who are weak now. Yes, we ask God to give strength and power to those who are needing comfort, those who are blinded by tears just flowing. You know, I realized that he knew it would happen, but he never intended for us to go through what we're going through. Everything he did was good and perfect. Yes, it was. Hallelujah. He never intended for us to go through. No, he didn't. No, he did not. God never intended for death. He never intended that sin would come into the world. No, he never intended for us to die. He never intended for us to have pain. And when he made the earth, it was good. It was fit. It was complete. It was whole. And when he put man in the garden, there was no like. And it wasn't just a little Margaret garden either. It was awesome. Blessed. The fragrance of the flower, from the flowers and the trees. Oh, my Lord. Woo! Man was brilliant. Woo! The hand of God. Whoa! God never, probably just laughing. He wanted us to, we laugh to joy of tears of joy just flowed, and then commune with our God. We were fit to commune with our God. God never, ever wanted wars and murder and killing, and that was not what God wanted for his children. Mm-mm. He did not want that. That was not God's plan for us. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And we thank the Lord for, but yet, we have a yet there and a but there. God made ways for us. He gave us a rule where we can, a guide where we could lean and depend on him, where we could depend on him to be our joy, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To have his joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes. Now, yeah, with what it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. That was intended for no affliction. Can you imagine that? Even the animals knew who we were. They could commune with the animals. The fruits were there. And as I said, just the smell of the garden. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But, you know, we talked about the but yesterday. But, in the by and by, in God's appointed time, his set time, it will be. Oh, yes, it will be. Hallelujah. And it is so. Hallelujah. No more tears, no more tears. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll behold our Master's face. Yes. And our Savior is coming back. Ooh. Hallelujah. Our Savior. And we're going to behold him throughout eternity. Yes, indeed. That's a blessing. That's a blessed hope, hallelujah, that we will be with our Savior, hallelujah. Can you just imagine how the birds chirping, and the little animals just going, having a good time, hallelujah, the children running and playing and enjoying themselves, and we're learning of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful time. Hallelujah. We have so much to look forward to. because our Savior is coming back. And he's not coming back as Mary's baby. Coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Olive and the Tone. The beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He's coming back. But every once in a while, just like to remember what we have, what's in store for us. Huh? Yes, what's in store for the people of God. Oh, that's an encouragement right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege and an honor to be called a child of the King. I'm telling you, it's a privilege and an honor to be called the child of the King, the King. The King. We'll get there. That's why, you know, when we truly get that understanding, we can walk. We can walk in this earth. Ooh. We can walk in holiness and righteousness in this earth. Yes. Hallelujah. We can walk like that. Oh, yes, we can. We can walk like we know who we are. I'm telling you, isn't that just amazing? We can truly walk like we know without a shadow of a doubt who we are. Hello. 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 Royalty. Not arrogant. No. Not prideful. No. But just confident in who we are and whose we are, reflecting heaven so much so there'll be people around us who want what we have. Amen? They will want what we have. And they are welcome to come into the kingdom too. All souls belong to God. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, amen. All souls, and I know there's some souls that some people have some mighty business. Mm-mm, I know, but no. All souls belong to God. That's not our choice, not our choosing. They belong to God. Mm-hmm. And we have to welcome them into the kingdom. Yes, we shouldn't want anyone not to come into the kingdom. We should want all. And then, you know, we just pray for the people that make it difficult, not impossible, but only the way of the transgressor is hard. Oh, it's tight, but it's right. Is that what we say? We said we weren't going to use these Trinity sayings, but forgive me. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. If he can love me, he can love anybody. And he loves us all. Yeah, we belong to him. And he loves us all. Isn't that something? Just be around the throne. God is so good to us. We just, you know, just think about his goodness to us. Hallelujah. His love for us. And yet we go through a lot of things, but he's still with us. Yes, he's still with us. We don't have to create stuff because God knows it's enough. We don't have to create it, but we just learn to walk. And when we really, 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 really understand, he's our Father. I just, in my spirit, I just heard him jump for joy. Hey, hallelujah. Jump for joy. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Refreshes, renew. Just ask God to lift. Just lift. Lift the weight. Ooh, we truly can go through when the weight is lifted. Yes, of the burden. He makes the burden light. Yes, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Just some thought there and some things that we can look forward to for when he returns and for right now that he cares and he's our shield of defense. He is our shield and our help. Oh, he fights our battles, yeah, from danger seen and unseen. Think about the children of Israel going through the desert and Balaam and Balak scheming to curse them, but it did not work. Every time he opened his mouth, he was blessing them. But you cannot curse what God has blessed. You cannot do it. So we are thankful to the Lord for that protection. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. That's a good thought right there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, say it again yesterday. Whew, but it was good. My cousin, I guess we are kind of all like that. We don't share. And she did not tell me. She's out west. And she had COVID and was in the hospital and everything. And she didn't want to, nobody could come to see her, and she was in isolation. She said, well, it didn't make sense to worry anybody, to tell anyone. She don't mind me saying this. And nothing anyone could do. Whew. And her phone wasn't charged. And she didn't have numbers. So anyway, we talked. And I was so delighted. She's home. God is good. She is home. And I thank God that he has brought her through. She said that she was going to join us. But I'm not rushing it. When she's feeling better and everything, I'm so delighted that she would like to join her. I love her. She's my cousin indeed. We're sister cousins. Yeah, I'm the oldest. She the baby by 6 months. We're not telling the other part of the fact. We'll keep that to ourselves. But anyway, I pull that rank. I'm the oldest. Hallelujah. I love her dearly, and I thank God for her. We, you know, like everyone else, we have sickness and passings in our family. Some are very recent. But we, nevertheless, we thank God for his mercy and his grace and his strength and comforting. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for Bishop. He had a good report on yesterday. So that was a blessing. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to God for all that he is doing. And he even have an out-of-state appointment. Yes, yes. Pray for him ask that you pray for him, that he would be able to go and meet and keep that appointment, remain in good health, yes, remain in very good health, and it doesn't have adverse effect. As a matter of fact, we're praying that it will just empower him and strengthen him even the more. Hallelujah. We understand that it's in the push. Or we say in the press. Yes. Hallelujah. Got to deal about my father's business. Hallelujah. He is the healer. Yes. He is the healer. He is our healer. He's the God that healeth us. Yes, he is. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We are totally leaning on you, Father, for everything. This is the day that you have made. And everything we need, you have provided for us. So we thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you have provided us with in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We extol you. There is no God like you. You are the only true and living God. Almighty God. Yes, you're God alone. Hallelujah. How awesome. You are the sovereign Lord. You are majesty on high. You reign, Almighty God. You reign and you super rule. Yes, Lord. You're the one, hallelujah, sits high in the heavens, but yet you look down. You know where each one of your children, your people are at any given second. Oh, God. Oh, you don't get confused. You don't get anything misplaced. You know and you handle every situation well because of who you are, and you are God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Father. And we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love, your faithfulness. We thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you how you allow us to come into your presence. We don't take that for granted. We thank you. We thank you for how you answer our prayers. Not only do you hear, you answer. And we thank you for the manifestation, Father. We praise your name. And Father, when you don't give us the answer that we think is the right answer, the answer you choose is the best answer for us. We may not understand it. We thank you for your patience with us. Hey, God. We thank you for how you hold us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for you, our hope, our trust, our everything. Thank you that you are our Lord, our Master, our God, our King. Yes, and our Father. Thank you. What a revelation. Hallelujah. Oh God, when we have the fullness of the revelation. Hallelujah. But we thank you for what you have given us right now. We glorify you. We thank you that you're our covenant, God. Whoa! We're in covenant with you. Your choice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. You're our leaning post. Yes. You're our hiding place. You're our mighty fortress. Yes, not only us, but your people everywhere. And you're willing for doing it for all mankind. if they just come to you. Your desire is that none would be lost. Almighty God. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, your peace, our joy. Thank you, Lord God. You guide us so good. You protect us so good. You instruct us so good. And you guide us so good. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for removing the scales from our eyes. Thank you for unplugging our ears that we hear your voice and your voice only we obey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the eyes clear that we can see. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the heart to obey you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Earthly things doesn't tempt us. Hallelujah. Keep us, Lord, that it doesn't tempt us. No way, shape, or form. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord. Great God. You're the God that's more than enough. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, we thank you for being in our presence, allowing us to be in your presence. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and being our comfort. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our revelator. Thank you for giving us understanding and clarity. And thank you for all who you are, even though some we may not understand, some we may not know. But in the appointed time, the set time, we have full understanding and clarity. And we thank you. Oh, we desire never to disappoint you. Hallelujah. But you are our strength. And we can only do it. And be strong. Even obedient. With your help. Without your help we cannot do it. We are depending on you. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our gift. Hallelujah. 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 We were taught to fear you without understanding and to shun you without understanding. Hallelujah. Give us clarity and understanding that we won't sin against you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can only do it with your help. Make it plain to us that we can see. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord Jesus, Yeshua, we thank you for being our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. Thank you. Our Intercessor, the love of our soul. We thank you. All that you've done for us and all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We're leaning and depending on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All those that are on our list who are sick, Father, we ask that you touch them right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. That's Jesus the Christ. We ask that you touch their bodies from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. And we thank you for healing. You are the master physician. You said in your word that I am the God that healeth thee. So we lift them up before you, God, and we ask that you breathe on them, hallelujah, Spirit of the living God, and heal your people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you that our bodies are all working in order according to your design. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flush it all out that should not be in. We thank you for what you're doing for Reverend Nelson. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for his healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Bishop's healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing of those that we have not gotten the report. Thank you, Father. And we thank you in advance for those that we're praying for this day who need healing. And we thank you for that good report, that they're refreshed, renewed, hallelujah, and healed, hallelujah, made whole. Yes, Lord, made whole. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for wholeness. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for shalom. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt name together. We thank you, Lord, for protection on the highways, the byways, in the parking lots, on the streets, on the back roads, in the air, on the waterways, Almighty God, the rails. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for traveling mercy. Thank you for your divine protection, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Peace, shalom on the job. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of love rest, rule, and abide upon your people. Hallelujah. So much so that it becomes contagious. Hallelujah. That all who come in contact with us, hallelujah, experience it. Yes, Lord. Experience your love. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Becomes contaminant. Yes, Lord. Good contaminant. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift someone's burden. Lift and put a smile on a face. Lift and give confidence. It's all you, Almighty God, using us. Hallelujah. 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 Anything that is about to happen or is happening that will cause hurt, harm, or danger to anyone, anywhere, Almighty God, we ask that you stop it. Hallelujah. Stop it right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Stop it, Almighty God. Give the victim, Almighty God, a way of escape. Wipe it from their memory, Almighty God. Let it do no damage to them. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Stop it, Lord God. Oh, in the matchless name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, Lord God, anywhere and everywhere, stop. Almighty God, for the earth is yours and all souls are yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name that's above every name. Oh, our Lord, our Master. Hallelujah. We thank you. The name of Yeshua. We call him Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 a way of escape. Almighty God, change hearts right now, Lord God. Oh God, rebuke the spirit right now, confusion. Almighty God, in these United States. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you see what's going on. Oh God, you see. You know, God. Fix it, Lord. God, fix it. The earth belongs to you and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Remember your church, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And those that you've placed in authority, keep us all strong in you. Not intimidated. Hallelujah. Now won't back down. Oh God. Hallelujah. Because of your strength. Because of your support. Oh God, we thank you for holy boldness to preach, to stand and preach the unadulterated word of the Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Not only that, to live it. Almighty God, can't do it without you. Can't do it without you. Oh, but you said if we keep our mind on you, hallelujah, hallelujah, we won't stumble and we won't fall. Hallelujah. Certainly if you don't stumble, you certainly won't fall. Now unto him, yeah, God, we do thank you and we praise you and we bless your holy name. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, and it's all in the name of Yeshua. A new day of refreshing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I've debated as to whether I'll share this, but I'm listening to a lecture, The Worship of Christianity. And I'll just say this. It's a lot. It's a lot. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, one of the things that I learned, we seem to sometimes want to remove the Jewishness from Christianity. And if you're reading your Bible just a little bit, you understand that that's not possible. And what they did, and it's documented, well, most of the traditional, I'll say it, churches have a worship leader. And in the Hebrew, I mean the Jewish community, they'll say to this day, the Shema, Hear, O Israel, establishing who God is. Now, I think in most of the Pentecostal churches, we'll get and we'll say all minds and hearts, let's focus in on the Lord. But the purpose of the worship leader, the call, the service into order, but establish, I think for lack of a better word, who, the Godhead, you know what I'm saying? That's the best. So, and it went on and said that when we sang holy, 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 that is ancient. And you should not take it out. And they said when Jesus was a little boy this is the same hymn that they said he was saying when in the temple when he was a little boy. So what am I saying? I'm saying we do some things that we don't even, that has been so much a part of us that we don't even realize it and we don't know. And we shouldn't be so anxious to change things. And I'm going to get it straight and share it with you with a little more intellect. But that's what I wanted to say. Let's not be so anxious to change things. Don't be so anxious. Sometimes we just don't know what we're changing. And that connection, I'm like, oh, no, that's good. I like that right there. So I'll probably never change it as far as I'm concerned. It'll never get changed. Isn't that wonderful? That is wonderful. Hallelujah. God loves us. And you can see the connection. Don't get rid of the connection. We are connected. And one day we'll see how we are connected, especially to our Jewish brothers who worship Yeshua, the Messiah, the Messianic Jews. Yes, hallelujah, holding on to the faith, yes. And one day here on this earth, maybe before Jesus comes, there will be more of us worshiping together like they did in the first century. Would not that be beautiful? Not about religion. It's about a relationship with God and his people. Oh, I can just sense it. His people coming together, worshiping him in the beauty of holiness, Jew and Gentile. I'm just saying, hallelujah. Those of faith, hallelujah. The day of Pentecost, on one accord. Woo, glory be to God. Let's not take out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? All of us together, not forming a religion or denomination or whatever we call it. Just coming together as the body of Christ. And there is an order that so many of us are practicing in bits and pieces, some more than others, coming together, no argument, just worshiping the living God. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine what that's going to be like? Nobody's trying to take advantage of nobody. Nobody's trying to make nobody no superstars. None of that. None of that. Just pure worship. Nobody's trying to be in charge of nobody. Well, you know you have to have order. But nobody's trying to be over-dominating. So we can say, my people, what I got, we're God's people. Look what he got. Give God the credit and the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just worshiping God. Just worshiping him in the manner in which he wants to be worshiped. Can you imagine that? Ooh. That's a free to worship the Almighty God. I didn't lift up those who are in the military across our sons and daughters over in in foreign land, those here in native land doing their best to defend. But we thank God. We thank God for them. Ask God to protect them. My God, yes. I have some. But we ask God for his protection for them and for the United States, its properties, and its territories, and all the nations who are crying out for help. We ask God to hear their cry. Hear the cries of his people, his souls. Let them come to salvation. Hallelujah. Save them, Lord. So much going on. It's overwhelming for us, but not for God. So, that's where we are. Kind of busy day today. Some things I didn't do that I was supposed to do. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to stop and get me a flower today. How about you? Wouldn't that be nice? And if you said, well, I don't have any money for flowers. Do you have a garden or something? Yeah. Just pick a little flower. Just pick a little flower. You have someone, you just say, no, I'm not going to give a flower, but me a flower, I'm just going to get one. Well, why don't you share? You have one and they have one. It's a beautiful day to pick a flower if we can. Hallelujah. Well, it'd be cute if you just drew a flower and sent it to someone. I just thought of that. Wouldn't that be nice? Or just, you know, on the internet, just quickly. That little flower, yes, that's a good thing. God is good. God is good. God is good. We send out and we receive. Yes, 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 yes. There's more blessed to give than to receive. God is good. Oh, my goodness, God is good. Well, I did go to see if I made an appointment for my eyes. You know how long I've been saying I'm going. Well, I did it. Hallelujah. It's a little further out than I wanted, but nevertheless, it's done. Yes, it's done. Hallelujah. God is good. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, I got it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Yes, he did. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 26, same chapter. The last part of the sixth day. After everything was made. Now look what God did. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh ended his work which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Let's see. Hallelujah. We're gonna go to Second Chronicles. Yeah, we're gonna do Second Chronicles. Right here. You know, we start at the 13th verse, Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter, starting at the 13th verse. And this is what it says. Listen, God said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. This is the if. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 43. And 7. Listen to this, anyone that's in doubt about who you are. Listen. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Did you hear that? Did you hear it? Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, and yea, I have made him. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Right there. Uh-huh. Isn't that a blessing? And this is what God said. He said, for I have created him for my glory. I don't care what people have said, if people have put down, if people, whatever. You may try to have done it to yourself because you don't think you this and you don't think you that. There it is right there. If you identify with God, let you know clearly that you were created for him, for his glory. You were formed and you were made. God did it. Purpose in mind. Family may think you're a castaway. God created you for his glory. I don't know how or what. I don't know any of the intricate details. Trust God. How long it's going to take? Don't know that. When he's going to do it? Don't know how. Don't know that. Trust God. That's all I can say. Because that's what we all have had to do. Trust God. Point blank period. Trust God. That's it. Trust Him. And obey. That's right. Trust God. Amen. Let's see what verse 8 says. I love this chapter. One of my favorites. It says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. Oh, that's so wonderful, precious, oh my God. And my servants whom I have chosen, my Lord God, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. What you say about that? What you say about the Lord? What you say about Jesus? He's all right. Hallelujah. What you say? What you say? What you say? I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you say? Oh, my God, what you say? Hallelujah. There's nothing to say but bow your head and bend your knee and bless His name. Ooh, great. Hallelujah. 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 I just quickly, Luke, the first chapter, starting at the 32nd verse, 31st, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. And here in the King James said, and I shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, through the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Good morning, my darling sister. I didn't miss you. Thank you for joining. Have a blessed day. Love you.